This is Paddy Fortner interviewing Jaco. Jaco, I can't even pronounce your surname. Could you say your full name, please, and spell it?
Yeah, my name is Jaco Tenhunen.
Jaco Benhunen.
Jaco Tenhunen with a T. So you spell Jaco is spelled J-A-A-K-O, and Tenhunen is spelled T-E-N-H-U-N-E-N.
And where are you from?
Finland. Grew up in Finland, yeah.
Wow. How did you first get involved with Norfolk State?
Well, I was I'd done a contract in Finland with a Winter Circus. So I had done my very first contract. I studied in Kiev. I studied 3 years of hand balancing in Kiev in Ukraine. And then I went back to Finland and I did a 5 month contract with a circus. It's called Hurjarut, and let's just call it Winter Circus. And I was looking for my next contract, and I'd visited Norfolk State website before, and there was just really not a whole lot on the website. There was just a picture of the tent, and it looked interesting. And but they weren't looking for anyone. There was no casting calls or anything at the time. Then I went again, and they were actually casting. They were looking for new people for the next tour, and I sent my my audition reel in, and they got in touch probably just maybe 2 weeks later. They got in touch and said that thank you for your application, but this time we do not want to see you. And and I thought, oh, that's a bit of a bummer. And but actually maybe a week after that, Ali Williams called me and said, we already told you that we don't want to see you, but actually we would like to see you. And so then they ended up inviting me to the auditions, and I came here in 2006 in March for the first time to audition for the Immortal tour. And got in as the only new person. So I was the only new person. Everyone else was old cast, you know. So it was they didn't take any, just one new person, and I happened to be the one. And at first they didn't even want to invite me. And later I heard a story that apparently, I don't know whether it's true or not, but that my application was already in the bin, that Tom or someone had thrown my application in the bin, and Zoe picked it up from the bin and said, what about this guy? Doesn't he, you know, he looks all right, you know? And so that's how, you know, I got invited to the auditions in the end, and got the job.
How was it joining a company that was already established? How did that feel?
It was exciting, but it wasn't easy. It really wasn't easy. So, you know, they already had a language, a very distinct performance language that they had established. A lot of them had toured together for 2 years, I think, at that point. They had done 2 years of Immortal. And when I joined, so it really, really wasn't easy. Firenze's language is quite particular as well. Firenze, the director, Firenze Guidi. And it was kind of, I was really thrown in the deep end. So it was exciting, but no, it really wasn't easy. So, yeah.
And what job do you have in the circus? What do you do?
Mostly, especially at that time, I did almost only hand balancing. So specialized in hand balancing. I had skills in a lot of other things, juggling, acrobatics, and trampoline, you know, various things. But I specialized in hand balancing. And very much auditioned as a hand balancer.
Have you worked on more than one show?
Since then, with Norfolk State. We did the two seasons of Immortal, and we did the opening of The Curve, and we did Swindon Burning. That's what I did also with Norfolk State. And then a lot of smaller events, yeah.
Have you got any circus stories you'd like to share?
any special?
Keep the swearing down to a minimum.
Nothing. I mean, there's so many that, you know, if I could, you know, but I think just in general, you know, joining Norfolk State, it was that first year. It's something I don't think I'll ever forget. That is, you know, I came here and. First, we rehearsed at the Annex. That was the small church, the rehearsal space. And But then we went into, when we actually started the rehearsal, when the big top was put up in Barrie, it was like taking the train and not arriving at the end of the world, you know, arriving at this little town at the end of the world where there's only Atlantic and chip shops, you know what I mean? And you arrive in this yard where everyone lives in their chucks, and, you know, it's just like, it was literally, it was right out of a film or you know, from a book or something like this. It was just like, no, it was incredible. It was, and there was this contrast as well, that there was this traditional lifestyle, so people living in their trucks and vehicles, and everyone had their wood burners, and then what, then the show was incredibly, you know, out there. It was nothing but traditional, you know. It was traditional in none of the ways, you know. So the lifestyle, you had the lifestyle of the traditional circus somehow preserved, whereas, and in contrast, the incredibly contemporary show. So, you know, with the promenade style and, you know, no seating, and so that's just what I remember. And these, everyone was, you know, all of the characters that, you know, everyone in the cast was, you know, was really colorful at that time. You know, they weren't too many people who had done circus school, and, you know, it was people who had already a lot of life experience. And yeah, no, it was just overall, I think that's what stands out.
Can you say something about a good day or a bad day? What comes to mind?
Yeah, I think...
Best day at the circus?
Yeah, I mean, best days probably were... There were a lot, you know. When the house was packed and, you know, you had a good audience, I get all of those. And then it's just like, I guess I actually, something that comes to mind is, I remember we were in Dublin, and they had built this platform inside, you know, a pool that had emptied, where there's fountains and so there's water. And they had emptied dried the whole pool so you can put a platform up for the big top. And then, you know, you build a platform, we put the big top up on just the platform, then they let the water back in. So the whole big top was surrounded by water in the center of Dublin. And just the location was amazing, and we had amazing shows there. I remember the very first show we did was pretty much packed and amazing atmosphere. And I remember we finished the show, and obviously I was just sweating and hot as always after a show. I went straight through the dressing room, so just opened, you know, straight through the dressing room and jumped in the water, straight out the tent, straight out the show. People still clapping, went for a swim, swam to one of the fountains and back to the dressing room. And maybe 20 seconds later, a guard comes asking, was there someone swimming in the pool? You know, you're not allowed to swim in there. And I'm glad I did the first night, because actually the water got really dirty later. You know, of course, you know, it's shallow, maybe a meter or so, you know, in the center of a city. But the first night, because they had just let the water back in from the river, so it's still fresh. So I got to swim, straight jump, like literally out of the tent, could jump in the water. So, that was pretty cool.
And the worst day?
Probably worst days were... just in general, you know, say you had done back to back, get out, get in, and show. Maybe what comes to mind was not necessarily the worst, but one of the hardest would be in Ireland. We're in south, very south of Ireland, and did shows there, and then we had to do. To catch up time, there was something with the schedule that we had to do our get out in half the time of the usual. Usually we had 2 days, so we had to do 2 days work in one day, then drive 12 hours to the very north part of Ireland straight after the get out, and then for the get in as well, we had half the time. So in both ways, both get out and get in, we had half the time again. So what usually is 4 days, we had 2 days. So 4 days work in 2 days, plus a 12-hour drive along, you know, the Irish. They're not even highways, you know. They're tiny, narrow roads, you know, when you're towing a caravan or truck. So, you know, we did the get out, then drive 12 hours straight bang, you know, and then straight into the getting, you know, and the tent up, and no, that was one of the hardest. And probably one of the worst would be, we did for some reason to cover cost, we put up the tent, which took in London for one night for a corporate gig to do one show. We put the tent up for just to do one show and then take it down for an audience that was not interested in the least. They only wanted to get drunk, and so we had a really painful get in and a tent up, a long one on the muddy field, to do one show for a corporate audience that couldn't care less. And you know, we couldn't, at first we were not even able to really start the show because they were so loud, just chatting away with each other. They were not interested in the slightest, and that, so that was completely unique. But that's definitely probably, you know, one of the worst.
It's I'm fascinated by your perception of the whole thing, because you're a circus performer and you're from Finland.
Yeah.
Do people in Finland know about No Fit State?
No, I think now circus people will do, you know, because, you know, internet has changed so much and the way people share information. So probably most circus people do, but I don't think the general audience as such knows. So I think it was just one of those things, you know, you meant to find something, or that's how I always feel. It was literally, I was looking for work and I don't even remember seeing that many other sites. It was just really stood out and kind of popped up. I thought, oh, that tent looks big top, looks really different, really interesting. And I didn't even send many. I sent my application maybe two places or three, so I didn't like send a lot of application to different circuses. So it was literally one or two, and yeah, so I think I just was probably meant to find it, I guess.
What are you doing next?
So we're working with our project called Flown, with our own company that we actually started with some people, Barnes Mann and Shane and Brando, who I met through No Fit State as well. We're all working with Immortal, and I enjoy working with them. And then a couple of years later, after we had all finished working with No Fit State, we started our own project. We're doing that for about 3-4 years now. So yeah, touring with a theater show. So got a couple of stands in big tops this year as well.
So how do you spell it? How do you spell the name?
Yeah, so the show name of the show is Flown, and the name of the company is POC, Pirates of the Carabina. Carabina as in from, you know, from the, what you used to attach rigging. So yeah, a bit of a bad pun, but it is what it is. So but yeah, the show has gone from strength to strength, though doing really well with that. Going to Australia for a month this year, and done South Bank and done Edinburgh Festival and received awards and whatnot. So yeah.
Jaco, it's been a pleasure to hear your stories. So
yeah.
Wish you well for this season. And
yeah, thanks a lot.
Thanks for talking to us.
Nice one. Great.